B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together. This is PG with Roxanne Wilder and Mark Jason.
My day.
It's your day.
I'm making a big deal about it, but you know, all I really want is hugs from my baby girl and just to kind of chill. That's what you want. Appreciation and also opportunity to have some time to myself, since I didn't get enough time to myself on a 5-day vacation. Coming back from the Bahamas, easing back into society. It's hard. I'm giving you fair warning, Buck. When you come back from Italy after you haven't been a dad for how long are you going
it's
for?
It's going to be like 8 days.
Okay. It's going to be a transition. It's going to be an adjustment. First thing, you're going to say, hey, does my son still remember me? I said that. And sure,
I am dad.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, I'll be gone 8 days. I'll be like, son, it's your father. Do you remember me?
Yes, I know. We walked in the door yesterday and Evelyn Jade was looking at us and she was smiling. She got really giddy, but she didn't want to jump into our arms and hug us because she has been getting so spoiled.
Where did she
by
stay?
Her grandmother. Grandma. She stayed at our house and grandma flew into town from Michigan, Doug's mom. And I'm telling you, they've been doing parks, play dates, every imaginable place you can find at like different malls and stuff to go do all those play zones, which there are some cool ones at Citrus Park.
Yeah, we've been to them like a million times.
The veterinary one. So now my daughter's going to be demanding every day. It's like, let's have an excursion to a park. Let's have an excursion to an ice cream shop. She wants to do all this stuff because that's what Grandma Nanny did with her for 5 days straight.
And now it's Friday. Well, and you're going to have the weekend and weekends after that. And you're going to be like, okay, where to next? Let's go here. You want ice cream? Okay, we'll get ice cream.
Now I'm trying to live up to the grandma's.
Yeah, that's how it happens. Mm-hmm. Now it's something that started.
Just be prepared for that there's going to be a little bit of the grandma's are going to spoil him.
We're taking my son the weekend before up to Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
So two and a half hour ride to drop him off with my wife's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Spanish, and Spanish people have a lot of family and they're around constantly. So when my son goes and stays with them,
it's a party.
Oh my goodness. You have people flying from other cities.
Mm-hmm.
People drive hours. Oh, Jackson's over there. We got to go see. The neighbor kids come out to play. Oh, he
loves
it.
They're bringing him gifts. They're bringing him offerings,
gifts,
I'm sure.
Oh, when we pick him up, I guarantee you, we'll need two cars. One for all the toys they're going to buy him.
Mm-hmm.
Big
I'm
toys,
sure.
too.
Big stuff, so you can come home and do an addition to your home, another playroom, so that you can store all this stuff.
Build a storage unit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In honor of Mother's Day, let's talk about, Buck, you and me talk about the things we love about our own moms. And this is or what we learn from them, and then this is a good reminder for me how I need to be towards my own daughter.
Right.
Okay, so what's one of the things that your mom taught you or told you? Maybe, I'll give you one for me while you think about
it. Okay.
Something my mom told me all the time, and I didn't follow, and I totally regret. What do you think it is? You're like, where do I begin?
This could be so many things. I don't know what to say with this microphone on.
Sunscreen, Buck.
Did she say, do unto others?
She did say that, and I think I do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a good one. But she told me to wear sunscreen. She tried to chase me down at Adventure Island and at the beaches and put it all over me, and I would try to go wash it off and put on baby oil. I mean, I was just bad. I wanted that, you know, it was the 80s. It was copper tone time.
You had to
I
be
wanted
tanned.
That tan. And now I'm like, oh, I could have nice skin.
If you nice skin.
You know, my face, but that's a lot of IPL. That's a lot of tricks.
Oh, boy.
But the skin on my arms and my chest is starting to see those age spots coming through. If I'd only listened to my mom, she had the right idea.
If only would it listen.
Mm-hmm. When mom tells you to do stuff, you have to take her advice.
I don't remember my mom doing like advice like that to me. Like, yeah, she told me to do sunscreen, but I remember my mom when I first moved out of the house. I remember my mom like trying to give me tips on how to buy groceries.
Oh, that's cool.
I had never bought groceries or lived by myself. So the first time I went, we lived by a Winn-Dixie.
I need some tips on how to buy groceries.
And she gave me like a credit card, like a debit card that was only for groceries, right? No limit. Like she never told me how much to spend and I didn't know. Now I'm just one person living by myself. I went into Winn-Dixie and I spent $200. I had no idea that that was too much, right?
Right.
She got the bill. She's like, what are you buying?
Because you're a man, Buck, and you're buying all these meats. These probably high-priced cuts of meat.
I forgot to buy any meats. I didn't buy any frozen food.
What'd you buy?
I had cheese puffs, the big one that's like the size of a tire, like the big barrel of cheese puffs, like three bags of pretzels, like 4 2-liters of Mountain Dew, cake.
Oh my gosh.
I had
no idea.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know about carbs. I mean, we're talking in the 1990s. So
how old were you exactly?
25.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, 18, I think.
18.
Yeah.
18. That sounds like an 18-year-old's grocery list.
I made that mistake once, and then all of a sudden I got a visit from mom, and she said, let's go together.
What did she teach you then? To shop along the perimeter? Did she teach you that little method? That's
no.
where you get the healthy stuff.
Oh.
She teach you to clip coupons?
They didn't. No coupons, but she taught me to go down the
food
aisles
pyramid.
In order.
Okay.
With the cart in mm-hmm. order. No skipping aisles. You go down. You make a list before you go, and you only get what's on your list.
You just kind of went in there like a kid in a candy store, acting crazy.
You know when you go grocery shopping
and you're hopped up on half the Mountain Dew you were buying?
Yeah. Yep. You know when you go and you're hungry, mm-hmm. you buy a lot more?
Yes.
Oh, I was starving.
So your mama taught you how to grocery shop.
Yeah.
Very good.
And to this day, I think I am pretty savvy.
It's kind of funny you bring that up because I just read an article about how moms are the ones who teach kids about finances. So I kind of put that, you know,
that,
grocery shopping.
That also
which
happened
to me.
Which to me
is interesting because then when you read other studies, moms or the wives, I should say, and I'm not being stereotypical. This is just a fact. Wives aren't as involved in financial decisions as the men are. Wives don't know as much about investing as men do. So it's kind of interesting that mom is passing on this advice, but yet dad is the one that's the keeper of the knowledge. We're creating generations that are getting worse and worse with their money, which is why our country is in debt. Yes. We just figured it out.
That's crazy. I've never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moms teach you, but it's like
traditionally, moms teach you finance, but they don't know as much as dads on paper.
That's what they say. Oh boy, are they wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we all make mistakes financially. Some big, some little. So as long as we can all get past it and re-save, have fun on payday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be rehashing those financial mistakes when I get my credit card bill this month. After my trip.
Did you have financial mistakes on your trip?
I'm sure I did.
At the bar?
But you just don't pay attention to them. You just
pass
me another pina colada and I'll worry about those financial mistakes when I return. So I have to tell you something else my mom did for me that was fantastic that I do with my daughter now, but it's just going to get better and better and better and better. Is she was the one, this is what moms do, I think more so than dads, although I know you do it, is reading to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best memories. And it went on for a long time. It's not like I couldn't read, but she would read to me because I'm picturing myself in you know, late elementary school, maybe even middle school. And she'd be reading to me James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
Just lying in bed waiting to turn down the lights or waiting to go to bed and read with my mom. That was something I look forward to so much.
I hope people nowadays don't underestimate reading.
Mm-hmm.
Please. I mean, it's okay if you want to give your child a tablet and have some time.
Right.
But don't let that be what they see right before they go to bed.
I know.
There is nothing. I make sure my son gets read to every night. And you know what?
Good for you.
We read so much that he actually sometimes grabs the book and he'll read to me.
Aww.
I mean, he doesn't really know what the words are, but he's trying.
That's okay.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. He's right there.
Mm-hmm. He's making an attempt. That's amazing. And they're starting, he's at that age, too, where they can see a picture. They know the picture means it, so they're tying them together. You don't know if he's reading the word or reading the picture, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, very cool.
That's great. So I have a question.
Okay.
So I'm curious to know, what is it that moms really want for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really want the flowers?
Mm-hmm.
A card? Chocolates? Or, and this is what I think, they want some alone time.
You got it.
I mean, does it sound selfish for a mom to say, for Mother's Day, I mean, yeah, I can say hi to my kids and my husband in the morning, but I'm going to pack up my bag and I'm going to go. I'm going to have a trip. I may go with the other girls. I may go to a spa. I may go to a movie by myself. What about you? How do you feel about
this? Okay, so you want me to rank those flowers, cards, chocolate,
And alone time.
Alone time. Okay. So flowers, I'm not a big flower person. I'm kind of allergic to them, I think. But I'm hosting a Mother's Day brunch, and I'm already picturing in my head I need to have some nice flowers.
Yeah.
So they do beautify the place, but do I need them all the time? Would it be a nice gesture? Sure. But that's not really something. I think Doug knows we don't put our money into flowers.
Right.
Mama.
So it's kind of a waste if you ask me personally, but sometimes
they brighten up the day.
Nice.
Yeah, a nice gesture. Okay, so they're good for occasions like births,
yeah,
and things like that.
Right.
Okay, get well. So then chocolate. Well, if I want to eat chocolate, Buck, I'm gonna eat chocolate any day that I want to eat chocolate. So don't give me any chocolate if I want it, which I do like it a lot.
Yeah,
I'll get it myself.
Okay, agreed.
Right?
I agree so far.
And then the card. Love the card.
Right.
I find it's really hard to shop for cards nowadays. Yeah. Doug finds some good ones, and I always give him credit because they never have the sentiment of what you are really looking for. I don't know who's writing these cards, but they're not the, you know, do you feel that way ever?
Yeah, I feel that way. When I don't buy a lot of cards. I'm not a card guy. I don't really get cards. My wife really likes handwritten
cards.
She
likes
cards.
You to write them yourself.
Yeah, get a piece of construction paper, fold it in half.
I think all the good writers have left the greeting card industry and have moved on to naming nail polishes. So I think that's good that you do it that way.
Yeah, and there's so many cards. When you go to get cards, there's these categories. Do you want cat cards? Do you want the kind that open up and some song starts playing? I don't know. That's like a $7 card. I just wanted something quick and easy that says Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, and how expensive are cards now, by the
way? Yeah,
holy cow.
Too much.
I talk about sticker shock. You pick up, you know, you've got a mom, a stepmom, a grandmother, a mother-in-law, and you get to the checkout counter like, what just happened? And speaking of which, I can never find godmother cards. Talk about a niche.
Yeah.
That should be easy to find.
And
never am able to find them.
Don't do what I did and think you're all cool and get the card and then get home and realize you didn't get the envelope that goes with it that's behind it.
I've done that too.
I'm like, oh.
Or a mismatched envelope, one that it doesn't fit in. It's even worse.
You're like, I like the blue one. Well, the blue one was for the small cards, Buck. So you're going to have to go back now. Hope you saved your receipt.
So that's my ranking of those items. But then when we get to time to yourself.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so, Doug, I think you're this way too. Doug is a good dad when it comes to doing stuff on his own with her. He will take her golfing with him. He will take her to the grocery store. He will, you know, take her on errands if I need a little break. Just throughout the week,
that
whenever.
That helps so much.
Helps immensely.
Hey, we're going to the store real quick. Be back in like an hour. Oh,
yes.
I have an hour? Okay.
Yes. And usually that's the thing, is it's little pockets of time, an hour.
Yeah.
And it adds up and it helps. Or, you know, if I have my afternoon sitter comes once in a while, she'll give me a little time. I can get some stuff done around the house. Okay, but Mother's Day just feels different when you have that time to yourself. And usually it's a bigger chunk of time. It's more than just an hour. It's like, hey, Mama, do you want to relax? Do you want to go get a massage? What do you want to do? We're going to leave you alone for, you know, X amount of time. And it feels like... like your responsibilities have just been lifted off your shoulders in a completely different way than it does every other 364 days. So that time alone and making sure that she has time to do whatever the heck she wants to, that's going to make the difference.
I agree 100%. And I said a couple of days ago, I said, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she gave me the, oh, nothing. I just want to hang out with the family, you know, just us three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to go stay at the beach this weekend. So we're going to wake up with the waves crashing in our ears.
I love it.
I still want to plan something, you know, since she didn't ask for any alone time, which I think would be great, but we will all be at the beach. So I may do something like surprise her with a card or I hope she doesn't listen to this beforehand, but. Something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a breakfast
in
bed.
Just don't post it until after Mother's Day.
Right.
Won't really be timely then, but that's okay.
Maybe some home-brewed coffee.
I like
with
that.
With a rose
yes.
by it. No,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. Little touches like that go a long way.
Yeah.
Just coffee, breakfast in bed. Those things really, really are nice.
Yeah. So the Mother's Day thing, I mean, it depends. Some mothers really, they want the family. They want the family all day. They want to sit in the backyard in the chair and be kind of catered to all day and look at the plants and go, all right, good day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all go out to eat. A lot of people go out to eat. But I think at this point in our lives, I'm like you. I'm like, for Father's Day, I'm like, I'm waking up early on that day.
Mm-hmm. To enjoy the whole day.
Bye. I'm not sleeping in. I'm not wasting time.
No.
I need every second.
Yes.
Maybe I can get another dad.
Right.
We can go do something. If you
right.
golf, we can go, I don't know, go see superhero movies in
sure.
the theater.
Guy stuff.
Guy stuff. Maybe we'll build a car. No, I'm not. I can't do that.
Doug said, do you remember this? When Jackson was born, the first year of his life, that you celebrated, the first time you celebrated Father's Day, Doug said, oh my gosh, I got all these texts from all these random people.
Yes.
Like, happy first Father's Day. And Doug's like, this is great. Look at all this attention I'm getting.
It's a and new said, holiday
right.
for us.
But then that was it. It was just that one year you get all those texts.
It ended. Why? Thanks, Doug. I need reasoning. Why did this
just,
end?
Just that first Father's Day is when you get all the texts and all the love.
Yeah, even my dad texts me and he goes, you know, congratulations.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's Father's, your first Father's Day, or you finally got a holiday added. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. I mean, it is great, but then nobody reaches out
no.
anymore.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so it sounds like you have good plans for your Mother's Day. You know what you're going to do then.
We're going tonight. And see, it's my mom and dad's condo, and they're out of town.
Ooh.
They're in Italy right
okay.
now. Which I'll be in Italy in 2 weeks. And they're there now.
Are they going to stay there and wait for you guys to get there?
No. We tried to see if we're going to cross
paths.
Do some overlap? And we're going to miss each other by a couple days
really?
in Rome.
Mm.
But anyway, that means they're not home. So that means we're going to their house because they live on the beach. And we're going to take over in their pool and their beach access and their lounge chairs and umbrellas and coolers and fridge full of beer.
Right. Whose Hi, Mother's
Mom.
Day is this, Bob?
Yeah, this Mother's Day is going to be great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.